This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll begin today with what one expert is calling a breathtaking breakthrough in Down syndrome research.
Scientists at the University of Massachusetts Medical School have discovered a way to turn off the extra chromosome responsible for Down syndrome.
The research is still in its earliest stages and has only been performed on laboratory cell cultures. But proving that chromosomes can be silenced at all represents an entirely new way of thinking about Down syndrome. The study was published just this afternoon in the journal Nature, and joining us now is its lead author, Dr. Jeannie Lawrence. She's a professor of cell and developmental biology at the University of Massachusetts Med School. Dr. Lawrence, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. So explain to us exactly how you accomplished what you accomplished, because in people with Down syndrome, they have an extra copy of the 21st chromosome. So what is it that, what's the key breakthrough that allowed you to essentially silence that chromosome's expression?
Well, what we did was take a natural mechanism that is involved in silencing one X chromosome in human females. It's a normal mechanism, and we translated it. We mean we sort of basically changed its location or and inserted it into chromosome 21 in Down syndrome cells. So this mechanism is controlled by one gene called EXIST, and we basically took a copy of that gene and inserted it into a specific site on chromosome 21, and it then silenced the expression of one of the chromosome 21s, making the cell's expression level normal.
Normal.
Yeah, closer. Yeah, very close to normal.
Now, I understand you used human tissue or a human-based cell culture to do these tests.
Yes, we used a special type of cell, pluripotent stem cells, that have, you know, the unique property of being able to form different cell types of the body. And so that was an important aspect of what we did. And we also made the expression of the special gene EXIST inducible, so we could turn it on. What that allows us to do is study cells of different types in the body with and without the expression of this gene, with and without the trisomy.
Well, trisomy meaning the third copy.
Yes.
So, Dr. Lawrence, let me ask you, though, this gene, this special gene that occurs naturally in human females was first discovered 50 years ago, right? I mean,
the fact that 1X chromosome is silenced was discovered 50 years ago.
So thank you for the correction. Basically, for half a century, we've known that it is possible to basically silence a chromosome with no harm to a human being. So I guess what I'm asking is, what took so long for that thinking to be used in Down syndrome research, where we've known for quite a bit of time that it's an extra gene, and an extra chromosome, and its expression, which is behind the disorder.
Right. Well, so we've known that the EXIST gene was identified by Hunt Willer and Carolyn Brown, one of our co-authors, in 1992, and I was one of the authors on that work, but that was led by them. And so why did it take so long to do this? I think a number of reasons, there were several reasons why this was a very high-risk project and technically very challenging and may not have worked. So I think it took, I was fortunate to get funding from the NIH for high-risk, high-impact work. And then I was also fortunate to have Dr. Jun Jang join my lab, who really helped drive this work home. She's the first author of this study, and a number of people in the lab have contributed. But it was a high risk idea. So even though it was possible, it was still, you know, the likelihood it might not work was pretty good.
But what I understand, and I think you're being justifiably and understandably humble in all of this, but as the lead author, you're sort of one of the key people in this research. And I understand that your own personal background brings together two different fields that led to this convergence and this new breakthrough.
Well, I think that's probably true. So I was... I initially got into science because I was motivated to help children born with disabilities, and so I was trained in genetic counseling, and I've taught our medical students at UMass Medical School and brought in a Down syndrome patient family for many years. So I have, at the same time, I then decided to go and get my PhD because I became fascinated with chromosomes and their regulation. So the sort of the convergence of this sort of basic science about chromosome biology and then this interest in applied human genetics and problems of children with disabilities and Down syndrome, I guess, made me more inclined to think of this and to be motivated to pursue it.
Well, Dr. Lawrence, you've published your first findings in the journal Nature today, and as we were saying earlier, those have to do with relatively simple cell cultures in the lab. Have you tried this the chromosome silencing breakthrough on more complicated laboratory models, such as on mice?
We are actually trying that right now. It's sort of in the works, and we've accomplished some of the steps, but not all of them. So there's other scientists have worked long to produce these Down syndrome mouse models. There's a couple of different ones, and we're working with another scientist at UMass, Steve Jones and his group, to try and modify the trisomic, the extra chromosome in the Down syndrome mouse model and shut it down, so then we can ask, does this correct the pathology of that mouse?
Well, Dr. Lawrence, my final question to you is, I understand completely that this is still research in its earliest stages and that, you know, we are many, many, many years away from knowing whether or not what you've discovered today can be used in future on people who already have Down syndrome or possibly in utero.
Yes.
With fetuses. These are all unanswered questions.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, we have at WBUR also spoken with Dr. Brian Scottco, who is a Down syndrome specialist at Massachusetts General Hospital, and he was very excited about your research, saying
yes,
that this is the first time anyone in the Down syndrome community has even seen a flicker of light at the end of the tunnel regarding new ways of thinking about Down syndrome or even treatments. And I wonder what your response is to that excitement.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate it. And I have had quite a great response from researchers in the Down syndrome community. And that's actually exactly what we set out to do, is to sort of change, bring a new concept, bring a sort of boost of new possibility and energy to Down syndrome research, to join forces with all those who have been working on it for some years. And I'm greatly appreciative that they're very receptive and excited. And I hope we can really accelerate progress.
Well, Dr. Jeannie Lawrence is the lead author on a new study that explains a breakthrough in silencing that extra chromosome in patients with the extra chromosome that causes Down syndrome. Again, it's early days yet, but it's a brand new way of thinking about treatment for Down syndrome.
Yeah.
She's a professor of cell and developmental biology at the University of Massachusetts Med School. Dr. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. And if any of your listeners want to look, it's a paper that's Jiang et al., J-I-A-N-G, is the first author, and it's in Nature today.
Well, we've got a link to it at our website,
Radio, thank you so much.
radioboston.org. Thanks again.